A day after Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius indicated that the Obama administration was ready to get rid of the public option portion of a health care reform bill, congressional liberals' reaction has the White House backpedaling. On Monday, leaders of both the Congressional Progressive Caucus and Congressional Black Caucus sent Sebelius a letter in protest. The letter said those caucuses stood in strong opposition to the statement that the public option is not the essential element of comprehensive reform. Bill Newton is the director of the Florida Consumer Action Network, also known as FCAN. The group is strongly in support of progressive health care reform. Newton himself was a guest speaker of the town hall meeting hosted by the Service Employees International Union and state legislator Betty Reed, a meeting that erupted into chaos after Tampa Congresswoman Kathy Castor tried to speak 2 weeks ago. WMNF asked Newton today if he was alarmed at Sebelius' comments on Sunday.
I think they still believe in the public option. One report from the White House said nothing has changed, and I think Kathleen Sebelius was corrected on her statement. But they have changed their rhetoric slightly. Now, whether that is intended to change the tenor of the debate and calm down the opponents slightly, as a tactical, as a strategic maneuver, or whether that's a real policy change, we don't know. But what we believe at this point is the House of Representatives will pass the public option. The Senate may or may not, and then there's going to be a big battle in September at the conference committee level. So that's the next phase, although we're certainly not done with this. We're not done with this at all. But we're not going to be continuing to engage in the same kind of battles we have been.
Let's talk about, of course, you were at the town hall that was so disruptive 12 days ago. But, you know, interesting, a Gallup survey, I know it's just one poll, but that one poll said that people have been more influenced by the anti-reform critics, if you will, or more sympathetic towards where they're coming from. Whatever you want to parse that, seemingly this debate, these town hall meetings, they're not going the way that people like your organization wants them to go. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, that would be correct. Although we did anticipate there would be a problem, clearly the opponents did a good job with their turnout, and their messaging, you know, has been very strong too. They have been controlling language as part of their campaigns for many years. We all know that. You know, for instance, calling global warming climate change. You know, this was something thought up, I believe, by Frank Luntz, who has been one of the architects of the language of the right in this debate. Now, right here in the Tampa Bay area, we have three radio stations that are right wing that, if you've checked, have been constantly with the anti-public option, anti-healthcare reform, 24 hours a day for the last couple of weeks. We have one station, WMNF, which we have pay for ourselves, you know, that might carry an alternative or at least a fair message. Okay, so they have a huge propaganda machine going and stirred up a lot of people, and they did a lot of turnout, and it's harsh.
Well, it is, and also speaking of language, this whole phrase of death panels. Now we've seen a lot of people going on Obama and others saying that's not it, that's not it. But isn't it again the debate, at least on the media, through the media? The liberals, the people who want a healthcare reform, are on the defense. They have to defend something such as a death panel, which is, you know, of course, kind of absurd. But that's where the argument has gone.
Yeah, they seem to catch us kind of flat-footed. I mean, we never anticipate having to defend end-of-life counseling. In fact, it was a Republican that originally proposed the end-of-life counseling. And, you know, everyone's familiar with living wills and DNR orders and things like that. And, you know, it's very common, and we all think it's a good thing. So then suddenly to have that attacked as death panels, we're going, what the heck? And we're not ready. You know, we don't have a response. We never expected to have to defend something that everyone normally thinks is so good. But all of a sudden they're able to demonize something that prior to a few days ago everyone thought was just fine. Now, and define it as something different than it is. It really shows the power of language in the media.
Will you guys be doing any more events as this debate continues?
Yes, we are. We're continuing to do our work. Our focus in Florida is Alan Boyd and Suzanne Cosmas. Kathy Castor has been our hero, and she has led the battle in the House for us. We're very proud of Representative Castor, and she's going to continue to do the work that we need done, and she strongly supports the public option.